Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. If you would like to weigh in, text or call 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. I like Hey Soul Sister. This is actually one of this is one of the songs I really, really like. But it's one of the songs that was submitted on X as one of the worst songs ever over at least the past 15, 20 years. Man, I don't know about that. It's a good song. I like that one. A lot of these songs are actually not too bad. They're all catchy. Some of them are not good, though. We got quite a few texts rolling in here of some people saying, worst song ever. They're coming to take me away. 1966. We had a couple people say, Disco Duck. This was doing this like the last 15, 20 years. So some of these other submissions you're doing, yes, they probably are worse. But those are way past the time. And I listened to the, I never heard the Disco Duck one. I pulled, somebody sent a YouTube clip for it. So I put, oh my gosh, it's horrible. It's like you either need to like ban that forever, or you need to study it in depth for the psychology behind it. It's like, it's so bad, but okay. Now I'm like interested in it. You know what I mean? So, oh boy. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. Let's get traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. We just had someone text in right now. They're, let's see here. If you are on Mobile Highway just past the school zone, there was an accident that happened. The state trooper has three cars pulled over, and one has pretty good front end damage. Slow traveling there, but not blocked off. So good news on that. Still looking over here on 98 westbound, still seeing some delays. If you are anywhere between Garcon Point and the Pensacola Beach Bridge, all the way through the Naval Live Oaks Preserve there, you're going to see about a 15 to 20 minute delay in that area. Also remember, Escambia County, Santa Rosa County, school starts officially today, the most wonderful time of the year. And just remember, the school buses are out and running, so you aren't going to run into more delays around the school zones. And watch your speed. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Yes. Thank you very much, John. So this is being first day of school. Survey came out nationwide that shows that 14% of kids, feel like they're very excited for school. 16% say, no. See, 16% are like extremely sad that school is starting today. And then you've got, everybody else is kind of in between. You know what I mean? So one of the things I'm thinking is when you look at this, I feel like, I was saying this earlier, I feel like every kid has at least a little bit of excitement about school, even if you're sad. Like, I didn't like school, but I liked seeing my friends again. I liked meeting, you know, who's going to be new, and I enjoyed the sports and stuff like this. So even though I didn't like the learning part of it, I was excited about that. I was also excited to like, see who my teacher was going to be and like get to know them on the first day of school and see what things were going to be like. But I do think times have changed a little bit as well. I think there's a lot more kids now who have anxiety that about it. Like, we all had anxiety, but it didn't overwhelm me. But I feel like kids now, any excitement gets squashed by the anxiety of the unknowns. Does that make sense? Or maybe I'm, maybe it's not true. Maybe it was that way when I was growing up too. It just, maybe I was just different. I don't know. But it does seem like there's some anxiety that a lot of kids have now that squashes any excitement that they could have. I went to AI and I asked it to write me 5 jokes about kids returning to school. So here you go. I didn't read them ahead of time. I did this earlier, and I this is not the same questions. I went ahead and just said, give me 5 more. So here we go. Why did the kid bring a ladder to school? And this is like the first one they did. All right. Because he wanted to go to high school. Oh, okay. That one's actually a little bit better than the higher learning one. Why did the kid bring a ladder to school? Because he heard they were going to have higher learning. That's not bad. It's not bad. Here's joke number 2 from AI. What did the teacher say to the student who was late on the first day? You're lucky I'm not a time traveler. You'd be in last year's class. The kid was late on. Yeah, that's a no-go. No. Number 3. Why was the math book sad on the first day of school? Because it had too many problems. All right, that's not bad. What's a first grader's favorite subject? Recess. That's not even a joke. That's real. That was a bum. Yeah, that's a buzz one. Number 5 joke from AI about kids going to school on the first day. Why did the student eat his homework? Because his teacher said it was a piece of cake. Oh, that one was done earlier. That's actually not bad. That one's not bad. I like that one. Why did the student eat his homework? Because it's a piece of cake. Okay. Here's a few texts. Yes, I love Soul Sister. I do too. Why can that be on the worst one? Here's another text. 99 red balloons, especially in German. 99 red balloons. Yes, that's another catchy song. A lot of these songs are super catchy, but then when you start listening to like the lyrics and stuff, you're like, wait, this is a bad song. There's another text. Oh no, don't. You're sending me another clip. What do we got here? Oh no, they're coming to take me away. That's the one. Oh, I'll listen to it in the commercial break. It's as bad as Disco Ducky says. Oh, that's funny. First day of school. School buses on the road morning and afternoon. Oh, yes. I forgot about that part, too. We got to deal with the school buses. And you know what's worse than the school buses now that school started? High school drivers. Like, the high school kids are driving now. So around like 3 o'clock, around 3 o'clock in the afternoon, right, when school's getting out, like, get off the roads, okay? They're running, they're speeding, they're cutting people off. It's getting crazy. You know what I mean? So yeah, that's almost worse is that. So yeah, here's the text. I think AI needs to keep its day job. Yeah, those were not very good jokes. Those weren't good jokes at all. All right, it's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. 78 degrees here on the first day of school. When we come back here, though, we'll talk a little bit about Governor DeSantis and an update on his election police probe that happened 3 years ago. That's next right here on News Radio 923. Plus, we'll get an update from David Wayne in the newsroom. Informative, local, dependable.
Sportsman's Night Out is back, and it's bigger than ever. This year, it's a new date and more giveaways than ever before. You could win a brand new camper, a four-wheeler, a side-by-side, hunting trips, fishing gear, and even a brand new car. It all goes down September 11th at the Pensacola Bay Center. Tickets? Just $10. But don't wait. They will sell out. Grab yours now at sportsmansnightout.com. Sportsman's Night Out, September 11th. Presented by Carpenter's Campers, Parrish Tractor, Penton's Auto Trim, Sandy Sansing Automotive, and Marcus Point Baptist Church.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. It's hot in the summer, but you can bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite band. This week, the Yardlights take the stage, a 3-piece folk rock band from the Florida Panhandle whose members bring many years of writing, recording, and live shows to its forte. Don't miss the Gulfside Market, and Pensacola State College will be on site. Bands on the Beach, 7 o'clock with the Yardlights on Tuesday night.
We need your help.
It's the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon for the Studer Family Children's Hospital.
The 7th annual Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon is Friday, August 15th, in the lobby of the Studer Family Children's Hospital, presented by Hanto and Clark.
You will hear stories of bravery and inspiration from local kids and families who have benefited from the care and expertise of the hospital's highly trained physicians and staff.
All the money stays right here.
Gulfwinds Credit Union is matching donations up to $20,000.
This year, help us raise funds for supporting our childhood cancer patients with a lit laser.
Special thank you to our champion sponsors, including Florida Power and Light.
Thank you.
And our hope sponsors, Autumn Beck Blackledge PLLC, International Paper, and Navy Federal Credit Union. You can get more at catcountrycares.com or text KIDS to 850-430-1987.
Proudly supporting your kids at the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon.
So I have known Christina Leavenworth as long as I've lived here. You know, back to when she was in the news and then all the things that she's done since then and with her family and everything else. And when she said that she wanted to get into real estate, those of us who knew her thought, well, a lot of people try, but if anybody can make it work, you can. And she has, it's unbelievable, honestly. And the reason is because, you know, she's really smart and she's very personable. But frankly, I think it's because she's willing to do all the little things that kind of everybody knows you're supposed to do. She just does them. She calls back right away. She follows up. And when people come and look at a house and they don't make an offer, she thinks, well, let's find out why. So she'll call the agent and the agent will say, well, they didn't like this or the price or whatever. And, you know, she says, okay, great, because that's a learning opportunity. Maybe we can do it better in the future. Or, well, you know, actually, we can fix that. Would they be interested if we did this? Maybe, because that can become a sale. That is such a little thing, but think about it. How many people are really willing to do that little step, but it can turn into so many great results? That's the way she approaches everything, from fixing nails in the drywall, you know, holes in the drywall the night before you're supposed to have a closing just to make sure the closing happens. Whatever it takes, she gets the job done. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
A better air filter on your air conditioner is nice, but it isn't enough. It takes a lot more than that to clean the air that you breathe. This is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. On Wednesday's Pep Talk, we'll talk about how to keep pollen, bacteria, and other pollutants out of your lungs. Remember what I always say, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Let's talk Wednesday morning at 9:30 on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknights 7 to 10 before WEAR-TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Dude, this song has been on the worst list. Did we exhaust the worst list?
We exhausted it, so I had all to. Right. I just had to do this one.
That's a fun one. Doo-wop. All right, let's get traffic on the fives. We'll come back. I'll run through the list of the worst songs ever.
All right, here we go. Let's see here. Still dealing with the accident. If you're on East 10 Mile Road in Terra Dawn Circle. Still dealing with that earlier accident. They've got it off the side, but traffic is just down to one lane. Also, 98 westbound between Garson Point and the Pensacola Beach Bridge. You're seeing about a 20-25 minute delay due to an earlier accident. Also, don't forget the school starts today. School buses will be out and running, and the school zones are active, so watch your speed through those. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
All right, thank you very much, John. So on the last 10, 15 years, the worst songs list that was submitted, we played them all for you. This is the list. We Are Young from Fun, Shape of You from Ed Sheeran, Cheerleader from Omi, Blurred Lines from Robin Thicke, which I think is a good song. Moves Like Jagger from Maroon 5, I think that's a good song too. All About That Bass from Meghan Trainor, I think that's a good song. Sex on Fire from Kings of Leon, not a bad song. Happy from Girl, it's a super popular song. And then Hey Soul Sister from Train. These are all good songs. What in the world? Not all good songs, but some of those were good songs. So those are the songs on the worst songs list from the past 10, 15 years. Jennifer Nettles singing Stay. For me, it's like nails on a chalkboard. Worst song ever. Here's another text. Tiptoe Through the Tulips from Muskrat Love. Yeah. Now you're going, like, when you start getting to older songs, especially like the 60s and 70s, there's a lot of bad songs. Actually, in the 80s had a lot of bad songs too, to be honest, right? Oh, man, it was something else. Hey, let's go over to David Wayne of the newsroom. David, what's up in the news?
Well, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is defending the nation's plan to take over Gaza City. Members of the UN Security Council met yesterday in an emergency meeting. Several nations condemned the new offensive.
Expanding military operations will do nothing to bring an end to this conflict. It will not secure the release of the hostages. It will only deepen the suffering of Palestinian civilians in Gaza.
And that is the UK deputy ambassador to the UN. In addition to a news conference yesterday, Netanyahu also spoke to President Trump. The two discussed the Gaza plan. Investigators in Puerto Rico, Bobby, trying to track down a gunman that shot and killed a New York man who was visiting the island for a Bad Bunny concert. Detectives believe that 25-year-old Kevin Moraes was an innocent bystander in a shooting at a nightclub that left him dead and two others wounded on Saturday. And the Perseid meteor shower reaching its peak this week. It's had lights streaking across the sky since last month, and it's ramping up to Tuesday night and early Wednesday morning, where 60 or more meteors could potentially shoot by every hour. Viewing is best, of course, in rural areas in the hours just before dawn.
Very interesting. Have you seen a meteor shower before?
Yeah, I've seen them. I haven't watched extensively, but I've seen, every now and then.
I've never seen like a full-on meteor shower. I've seen one thing or something like this, but not like multiple ones entering the atmosphere and stuff like that. Like, I've not seen anything like that before, but I'd like to. Seems like it'd be pretty cool to check out. The one time that there was one that was like, oh, there's gonna be a meteor shower, you're gonna see it tonight 11 o'clock at night or whatever, it was like a cloudy night. So it was all clouds and always so total cloud cover.
Well, I
couldn't see anything.
I think this one comes around, I think it said once every 133 years, so good one to check out.
Oh. Yeah, it'd be a good time to check it out then. Absolutely. Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi. If you'd like to weigh in, text or call 850-437-1620. No way. Here's the text. We're talking about worst songs. What Does the Fox Say? It has to be one of the all-time worst songs. My kids loved that song. I used to have to play it all the time. What Does the Fox Say? Yeah, that's
Baby Shark. Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
It's okay. There's Baby Shark too. Oh man. Yeah, Baby Shark would have to be up there for me. Talk about an earworm.
Mm-hmm.
But What Does the Fox Say? It for real is like, somebody made this song and they're making animal sounds and they're doing all these other things. And it's like they made that song like it was a legit song. Governor DeSantis' election police arrested 19 felons back in 2020 election for voting. Where are they now? Well, one of them died. One case was dismissed. 9 were sentenced to probation, community service, or a fine, and 8 others are still waiting for the cases to be reviewed by the Florida Supreme Court here 5 years later.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. President Trump posting on Truth Social, Washington, D.C. will be liberated today from crime, savagery, and filth. His news conference on making D.C. safe at 10 a.m. Eastern. Fox News confirming he's considering up to 1,000 National Guard troops in D.C. Businessman Noe Landini telling Fox,
commercials, real estate's down. People work from home or have just right out moved.
And Mayor Muriel Bowser insists there's no crime spike. In Bel Air, Maryland, sentencing for the brutal rape and murder of Rachel Morin along a jogging trail. Her mom, Patty, tells Fox,
how can I put the value of her life, reduce it to ink and paper? And then how do I feel about this person and what he's done to take that life away?
Illegal migrant Victor Antonio Martinez Hernandez faces life behind bars. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got 77 degrees, partly cloudy skies here this morning. Escambia County deputies say a woman was injured this morning in a shooting on Old Spanish Trail Road. Now, this happened after a neighborhood disturbance when a group of residents had reportedly gathered outside and a fight broke out. The incident then escalated into gunfire. Escambia County deputies say a woman was hit by a gunshot during that altercation. Despite numerous people witnessing the shooting, officials say they are not cooperating with investigators as they attempt to identify the shooter, and the investigation into that incident is ongoing. Also, an investigation underway after a body was found on the railroad tracks, or along the railroad tracks, that is, in Cantonment over the weekend. Now, officials say the man was found by CSX workers on Saturday. Investigators believe the victim may have been hit by a train Friday. An engineer did report seeing something along the tracks in that area at that time. A bicycle was also found near the body. An investigation into the incident is ongoing. Today's the first day of school. Students headed back to a new policy which bans cell phones in some classrooms.
I'm okay with it. It's not in all the schools. It's at our elementary and middle schools.
Superintendent Keith Leonard, he talked with Channel 3, says he never imagined that cell phones would grow into being as big a problem as they are. He says teachers are prepared to enforce the new policy, and if students don't comply, there will be consequences. The state law required school districts to update their policies and enforce the cell phone ban. It passed last year. In high school, students are allowed to use their phones for educational purposes with teacher discretion. There's a new RV park proposed in Santa Rosa County. The site would be in Allentown. If approved, it would include 49 RV spots on about 10 acres of land north of Milton on Highway 87. The proposal was made by Ken Smith, who owns Blackwater Trust Systems. The RV park would be built in five phases. Each phase would include construction of new roads, with the first including perimeter roads and 10 stalls. Smith purchased the land for $315,000 in 2022. He plans to use a portion of the 80-acre site for this project. The proposal was filed August 1st. A review date has not yet been scheduled. Florida's Fish and Wildlife Commission set to vote today this week on a possible black bear hunt. If approved, it would be the first bear hunt in Florida in a decade. The hunt was proposed to deal with overpopulation. Under the proposed rules, it would be capped at 187 bears across four bear hunt zones. The closest county to us that would be involved in the bear hunt would be Bay County. Some local officials believe our area should be involved, as bear incidents in the Gulf Breeze area have ticked up lately. The FWC meets on Wednesday, where they'll discuss the possibility of the hunt. It is 8:34, almost 8:35 here at News Radio, 92.3, 76, and partly cloudy. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
Well, we're back to rolling accident-free right now, but some major delays on 98 westbound. If you are between the Garcon Point Bridge and the Pensacola Bridge, still seeing those delays. That's about a 20, 25-minute delay in that area due to an earlier accident. Also, East Burgess Road going both eastbound and westbound, right around Palafox all the way to 29, starting to see some delays there. Other than that, we are looking good. John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 forecast with Brooke Richardson.
We are going to be looking at some nice weather through your morning commute. Heading into your afternoon, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 88 degrees. Heading into your nighttime, temperatures dropping near 78. Going into Tuesday, 70% chance of rain, high near 88 degrees. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 78 degrees. Going into your Wednesday, still having that rain chance around 60% chance with a high near 89. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 77. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. 78 degrees right now. We've got partly cloudy skies, heat index at about 86. Your money now. This morning, we've got markets mixed at the opening bell. The Dow is up 81 points at 44,256. S&P down about a half a point, 63,88.80. NASDAQ down 41 points this morning at 21,407. Looking at the 10-year bond rate, down a bit at 4.277%. Gold prices are down 86.30 right now, 34.05 even. Silver is down 66 cents at 37.87. And we've got our crypto market is mixed as well today. Bitcoin up 1,200 at 119.895. Ethereum's down 33 bucks. Solana down $4. Dogecoin down just about 0.75 cents. XRP is unchanged at the moment. OpenAI CEO Sam Altman says the company is working to fix the stumbling rollout of ChatGPT-5 amid users' requests to bring back GPT-4. In a Reddit Ask Me Anything session, Altman admitted to issues with GPT-5 that made it seem dumber and said they are working to correct them. GPT-5 features a real-time router that decides which model is best to answer certain questions. NVIDIA will pay the U.S. 15% of its revenue from chip sales to China. Bloomberg says the deal was made so NVIDIA could secure export licenses. It appears to be part of the Trump administration's willingness to relax tariffs and trade concessions in return for investment into the U.S. Well, AOL has announced they're shutting down dial-up internet service. It's been operational for over four decades.
Once a staple of the early internet era, the service, which connected modems through phone lines, at one time boasted millions of customers. Even as late as 2015, AOL had more than 2 million dial-up customers. That number has since dropped to the low thousands. The service will be disconnected on September the 30th. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Thank you very much, Mark. 8:38, our next news at 9, and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. When it comes to safety, Subarus are all-star performers. In fact, the 2025 Subaru Ascent, Crosstrek, Forester, and Outback earned top marks with a 5-star overall vehicle score from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. And the Subaru Ascent has been an IIHS top safety pick for 8 years running. The Forester has been an IIHS top safety pick for 19 years running. And the Outback has been an IIHS top safety pick for 16 years running. All of which explains why the American Customer Satisfaction Index ranks Subaru number one in safety. Subaru, more of what you value most. Get special low rates on select new vehicles during the Subaru A Lot to Love event going on now through September 2nd at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
If you were a fan of Joann's Fabrics, you're gonna love Daryl Sewing of Pensacola. Daryl Sewing is the largest sewing and embroidery machine dealer in the Pensacola area, offering lots of apparel fabric, children's fabric, and quilting fabric, in addition to sewing machine furniture, sewing and embroidery supplies, and notions. Financing is available. 850-438-5444. Remember, Daryl Sewing, 6705 North Davis Highway between Creighton and Burgess. Online at sewinginpensacola.com.
You're at the age you're ready to retire, but you're probably considering downsizing. You've worked hard all your life, and now it's time for you. It's time for you to enjoy your time. But where? There are many choices when it comes to a retirement community, but there's one you'll want to know more about. Tune in today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel as Tranquil Villas and Myrtle Grove Villas will be the guests to discuss all the great reasons to consider retiring in the place.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Are you looking for the best news and talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Let's do it.
This is probably a bad song, yes. It's gotta be one of the worst.
Oh, come on. Give it to me a little. I was trying to.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
I mean, this is going classic. It's going classic, but yeah, I don't know about this one. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. First day of school for many people in Pensacola area, and it's already 80 degrees. It's going to be a high of about 85 today. There is a chance of rain showers later this afternoon. About right when school's getting out is when it's looking like we'll have the biggest chance for that to occur. The If you'd like to weigh in, text or call 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Just a reminder to go to our website, newsradio923.com. Click on the survey that's going to pop up. It only takes about 5 minutes to fill out. It's anonymous. And you have till the end of the month for this survey, but this is your chance to give your feedback on the station. So be sure to check that out right here on News Radio 923. So the FDA is looking to make a rule change that could affect us here in Florida, or at least the Florida citrus producers. The FDA has issued a proposed rule that would change what qualifies to be orange juice. Say what?
Isn't it just orange?
Odd to me.
Oranges? I mean,
I'm like, wouldn't it just be the juice from an orange?
Right.
Apparently not.
Oh.
Apparently, there is a rule already in place that says that for something to be considered orange juice, it has to have 10.5% sugar content.
Why?
And it's something known as Brix levels.
Oh.
The sugar content. So apparently, modern citrus, due to being genetically modified, does not produce as much sugar as citrus did in years past. So because of that, they're trying to be cognizant of this, and they're proposing a rule that would say, okay, it doesn't have to be 10.5% sugar. It could be 10% sugar.
So stop messing with my OJ. I mean, it was good years ago, but I guess, you know, we had to play around.
It was good years ago, yeah. So, but they're messing with the OJ. That I would like, I get it. They're like, citrus doesn't have as much in it as it used to. But, you know, I'd be like, you know what? I need to take, give me a glass of orange juice that has 10.5% sugar content. And give me a glass of orange juice that has 10% sugar content. Let me test that out first.
Exactly.
Before, you know what I mean?
Right.
Before I'm going to make this rule. That's the way I would look at it. Like, I'm not getting to this rule until I feel like, okay, yeah, it's good. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want to try it. So that's my thought process in it. Don't mess with the OJ until we know what's going on. We need a flavor test. That's what we need. Yeah. But Florida citrus producers, they're all in on it. They're like, yep, let's do this. It's long past due. We were talking about why citrus has, you know, why is it less juice content as years in past? Quite a few people have weighed in on this, and they said it's basically they've modified citrus to be able to withstand Roundup, weed killer, glyphosate.
Oh.
And I guess the modification has reduced the sugar content of the oranges. Well, can't they just do something else to add more sugar?
Right.
They should be able to do something else to make more sugar or something.
I mean, I don't know. With modern technology.
You would think with modern tech, if they can modify them to be able to withstand glyphosate, can't they modify them to be sweeter or something?
Exactly.
You would think so. Yep, here's a good joke. Orange, you glad we have the best OJ in Florida? That's better than what AI was writing for us earlier. I mean, AI wasn't doing a very good job. Anyway, so Florida citrus producers are backing this proposal. So we'll just have to see what happens with that. I saw this over the weekend.
Hey, Bobby.
NASCAR driver. Oh, sorry. We got to get traffic on the fives.
That's right. Brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Back to rolling accident-free right now. If you are on 98 westbound between Garcon Point Bridge and the Pensacola Beach Bridge, you're going to see maybe a 15 to 20 minute delay due to an earlier accident in construction. But other than that, we are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much. Over the weekend, I don't know if you follow NASCAR, but NASCAR driver Connor Zilich won a race on Saturday at the Watkins Glen. Won the race on Saturday, and he did what most winners do. They climb on top of the car to celebrate, you know, and wave at the crowd and cheer, right? Well, he started trying to get up there, but he was so focused on, like, the crowd and everything like this, he didn't have a good footing. He had his foot on the window of the driver window while he was trying to climb on top of the
And this is crazy.
And then just the last second, like his footing, he lost his footing, and like his foot slipped off. It didn't just slip off.
Yeah, it slipped in back in the
when
car.
It slipped into the car instead of out of the car.
Right.
And so then when it did, he got tripped up and he landed right on his head and his shoulder.
Mm.
And it is not like, oh, he just bounced up and was like, oh, I'm okay. He wasn't okay.
No, he wasn't
landed
getting
right
up.
On his head.
Yeah.
He wasn't getting up. And people rushed over to him and everything like that. He posted an update later that evening. This happened on Saturday. Quote, I'm out of the hospital and getting better already. Thankfully, CT scans for my head are clear. I just have a broken collarbone.
Ouch.
Oh.
And do you think
so
maybe
he wins this race?
Yeah. Do you think NASCAR is going to have a new rule now that you must wear your helmet when you get out the car to celebrate?
No.
Okay.
No. But
good.
If it happens again,
I'm glad.
Then I will. But okay. Yeah, there's something that, like that stinks. So he wins the race and he breaks his collarbone, celebrating. That's horrible.
Well, definitely a way to remember your win.
Yeah, it'd be a way to remember. Now, his dad weighs in, and I have questions now. I have follow-up questions with his dad. I'd like to interview him. His dad said, well, the silver lining is this. Pooping himself is no longer Connor's most embarrassing moment, end quote. Thanks, Dad.
Yeah, thanks. Pops. Yeah.
Yeah, I would have all kinds. I'd be like, sir, follow-up question. When exactly was the pooping himself incident? When did exactly that occur?
Right.
Are we talking like when he was a infant
or before
when
the race
a child?
Yeah.
Or was this during a race at like the Poconos going around corner three and his stomach was rumbling and he just couldn't make a pit stop and just had to go, you know? I need to know details of this because depending on the details of pooping himself, that may still be the most embarrassing moment. We need more details, Dad. Come on.
Yeah, a lot more.
Cough it up.
Please.
A lot more details. Speaking of cars, switching topics here. Electric vehicles apparently are making people car sick. People are complaining that they're getting car sick while being in an electric vehicle.
What?
And apparently scientists are saying this is scientifically accurate. There's without the rumble of an engine,
right,
or familiar vibrations, your brain has fewer clues on if the car is speeding up or slowing down. Plus, electric cars have a feature called regenerative braking, which creates slower deceleration.
Yeah, it's
when
like
you add
driving
all of those
a golf
types of
cart.
Things together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I like that. It is like that. So scientists say there's a neurological mismatch, which means your eyes, your inner ear, and your body aren't on the same page. And so people are indeed getting car sick in AEVs. And well, scientists now are trying to figure out what they can do to, like, fix it.
I've got a solution.
What's that?
Turn the music up louder.
Just listen to the music.
Yes.
Don't even listen to the engine.
No, there's no need to. I mean, doesn't your music drown out the engine? Well, never mind. Not in my car, but others.
It could. In other cars. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, in other cars, it could. So
not a challenge.
All right, it's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, text or call 850-437-1620. Coming up here next, we have some of the top national headlines for you and some random stories. So stick around for that next.
Join Kenny Chartel from Affordable Automotive Gulf Breeze for Car Care tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Kenny will be sharing his years of expertise on car maintenance, as well as tips and loads of great advice that'll keep your car running in top shape. Whether foreign or domestic, don't miss Car Care tomorrow at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Oh, no. Stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction Wednesday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app.
Collaborate and listen. I sit back with my brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me tightly. Flow like a harpoon daily and nightly.
Will it ever stop?
Yo, oh, I don't man. Know. Turn off the lights. Ice, ice, baby. Going in some, you're pulling out the archives now. Making me feel like a kid again. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McCann and Bobby Rossi. Back in 1896, a patent was issued to one Harvey Hubble for the electric light bulb socket with the handy pull chain. Oh, yes, we still have that today in closets everywhere. In 1934, you know, there's a lot of buzz right now about the alligator Alcatraz, where they're holding ICE detention people. Well, the real Alcatraz had its first prisoners arrive back in 1934 over in San Francisco Bay. And then 41 years ago today, do we still have this audio queued up?
No, we don't, because I didn't realize you were going back to it.
Dang. Gummit.
I know.
Right, 41 years ago today, 1984, during a sound check for his weekly radio second. Address. Wait, you think you got it?
Wait a second. Yes. Let's try this if an ad doesn't.
My fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
President Reagan's classic humor right there. That was just during a sound check. That wasn't during the live radio address, but during the sound check, my fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you that I've signed legislation that would outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes. So classic right there. Happened 41 years ago today.
Wow.
So, something else right there. Yeah. Some of the national headlines going on around the country. Elon Musk being mocked over his absurd plan, what's being called an absurd plan for Mars. He just stated recently that there will be a self-sustaining city on Mars in 20 years. Yeah, self-sustaining city on Mars in 20 years. Now, his whole SpaceX thing, in case you don't know, his whole SpaceX venture is not to be the Uber for NASA. It's not to be the official satellite launching mechanism for pretty much companies all around the world. It is to get to Mars. The being the taxi for NASA and for other astronauts to get to the space station and back, that's just like to bring money in for now while they're working to get to Mars. Their whole plan has always been to get to Mars. Some other top headlines: Steve Bannon secretly plotting a presidential bid, which means he would be going up against old J.D. Vance and as well as others. Robert Mueller, if you remember the Mueller investigation, that whole drama during the first Trump administration. Robert Mueller now is living in a memory care facility. Supreme Court Justice Elena Kagan is slamming the Supreme Court's recent activity of what's called the shadow docket, which is their emergency docket, to be able to cover things. She says she's got concerns about their increasing reliance on the emergency docket. Federal immigration judges are saying that ICE is pressuring them to go through cases. And then finally, where was the last one? Marco Rubio is the recent target for an AI scam threat on national security. So Marco Rubio, of course, Secretary of State, former U.S. Senator here in Florida. He apparently AI is impersonating his voice in calls and texts to foreign ministers. Yeah, welcome to the world of AI. Pretty soon we're going to have some sort of screening on our AI, on our phones. Like when you answer the phone, will it be, is this AI? You know, I don't know. Like that's what it's going to come down to. All right, it's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McCann, Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. If you're on 98 westbound between Garcon Point Bridge and the Pensacola Beach Bridge, expect about a 25 to 30-minute delay in this area from an earlier accident, but traffic is well backed up in that area. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
All right, thank you very much, John. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I got some random facts here for you to share. So start with, I'll do the random ones. We were just talking about Ronald Reagan saying, hey, Russia is banned, you know, is outlawed. It was his joke, right? But during the Cold War, things got pretty crazy. The CIA spent 5 years and $20 million to turn house cats into Soviet spies. How? What?
$20 million?
$20 million, 5 years. Here's what they planned to do. They were going to implant microphones, antennas, and transmitters inside the cats. They only got one of them into the field over this five-year period. But unfortunately, that cat was hit by a taxi before it could do any official spying.
No.
I guess they scrapped the whole thing. Yeah, they were sending those cats into like Soviet embassies and letting them just like roam around and hopefully they'd pick up stuff. Oh my goodness. BMW had to recall their GPS navigation system in Germany in the 1990s, just not that long ago. They had this great GPS navigation system. Apparently worked really, really well, but they had to scrap it because German men refused to take directions from a female voice. Yeah.
If you learn correctly, you'll learn to take that and say yes, ma'am, and move on.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's German men, right?
But that's German men, apparently. Here's the other thing. So also pertaining to men is Safeway grocery stores once had a mandatory policy that employees had to smile and make eye contact with customers. They had to cancel that policy because too many male customers thought the female employees were hitting on them.
How you doing? How you doing today?
Yeah. Oh, how you doing? You're looking at me? Looking at me in the eyes? Well, you smiled at me? You must like me. Us dudes, we're so broken. We're so broken. Got a new idea for the border wall. Every year, the United States goes through enough cardboard boxes for shipping to build a mile-high cardboard wall around the entire continental United States.
Let's do it, bro.
Let's do it. All right, Pensacola Morning News. I'll be back with you again tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Stream us at NewsRadio923.com.